Manhattan man who'd been out on parole for robbery. An innocent bystander wounded in the attack, reportedly in stable condition. The slain officer was a 12-year veteran of the NYPD. President Trump in his 4th of July address saluting America's soldiers.
Melania and I truly appreciate and celebrate America's independence with those who courageously defend our country, the men, women, and families of the United States military.
USA Radio News.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, 1 gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
A new poll showing Americans have a surprising feeling about President Trump's travel restrictions. Chris Barnes has more.
The Politico Morning Consult poll finds 60% of people surveyed do support the State Department's new guidelines that say people applying for visas from six Muslim-majority nations need to prove a close family relationship with a U.S. resident before they can enter the country. And the poll finds 28% are opposed to the policy. 84% of Republicans support the ban. 9% are opposed, while Democrats are closely split on the issue. 41% support it, 46% are against it. I'm Chris Barnes.
Parents in France will no longer have the option of not choosing vaccinations for their children. Starting next year, French parents will be forced by the government to have children vaccinated against nearly a dozen diseases. Current French law only requires vaccinations for diphtheria, tetanus, and polio. Beginning in 2018, 8 more vaccinations required. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
China and Russia coming to the table with a proposal to stop North Korea from producing more weapons. However, it involves the U.S. doing something. Here's more on that story.
The de-escalation plan proposed by China and Russia would have North Korea freeze all missile and nuclear testing in exchange for the U.S. and South Korea reducing the military presence in South Korea. It would also end military exercises involving the U.S. and South Korea. But one analyst quoted by the Russian news agency TASS already has said the plan will most likely be rejected out of hand by North Korea.
16 years in, troops are still being sent to Afghanistan, including a Mississippi National Guard unit called up from reserve duty.
Members of the 230th Finance Detachment got an official send-off in Brandon this morning before heading to Fort Hood, Texas for some training. Captain Brian Rushing says for some of the guardsmen, this is not their first overseas mission.
We have a real good mixture of senior soldiers that bring a lot of experience and knowledge to this deployment.
The unit will spend about 9 months making sure that American troops in Afghanistan get paid.
A Central California teenager who at 16 years old was prostituting girls aged 14 and 15 for weeks is heading to prison for 13 years. Jelena Jane Bedrijo was sentenced to 13 years Monday after being tried an adult on charges of human trafficking and a minor, sending threatening emails to the girls' families, and making terroristic threats. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Well, good afternoon, folks. Welcome to another edition of Modern Design. We are in studio on kind of a cloudy summer day, and I have my two interns with me. I have Jesse Chen, who is my engineer today. Good afternoon, Jesse.
Good afternoon.
And I have sitting with us today on the board, learning, because his turn is next week, Connor. Good morning. Good afternoon, Connor. I cannot say good good afternoon. Good afternoon.
And good afternoon to
today
you
was
as well.
Hard because I was here at 9 o'clock in the morning because we did I was on Chris Bianco's show, so today I've been relieved. Well, our show today is all about blue, and today's topic is called The New Blue. If you follow me on social media, you'll see on our blog everything, all things blue, everything I'm going to buy for my store for fall, believe it or not, is on Earth Tones, lots of blue. We're going to take a brief commercial message, and we'll be back shortly to start our show.
So I'm going to announce the weather real quick.
Oh, that's yeah, right. Yeah. We didn't do the weather. Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
It's
the weather.
No problem. So this afternoon, we're partly sunny right now with a high of 82 tonight. It's going to drop to a low of 62, mostly cloudy. On Thursday, we have another chance of thunderstorms, a high of 78 and a low of 66. On Friday, we have chance of showers, then chance of thunderstorms of a high of 83.
Doesn't sound too good, Jesse.
It does not. Not this
Maybe
week.
It's better when I read the weather. Go ahead.
Friday night, we have a low of 67, still chance of thunderstorms. Mm-hmm. On Saturday, looking better, we have a mostly sunny skies with a high of 84 and a low of 60. And on Sunday, beautiful day, sunny with a high of 83 degrees.
Very good. Well, at least it looks like towards the weekend we'll have better weather. Now we'll go to our commercial. We'll be back shortly with more of Modern Design here on WHCR-DB.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We do our program every Wednesday live in studio from 2 to 3. And our topic today happens to be the new blue. Well, I tell you, there hasn't been in a long time where I see something trending so strongly. And when I was doing my buying for summer and fall, I just couldn't get away from the fact that I'm seeing a new design trend. And that is the continuation of all shades of blue, even well into the fall, where normally I'm picking out things that are earth tone colors, or in later years, lots of grays. But blue is stronger than ever. All shades blue, from light robin's egg to dark, dark navy, almost black. All shades of blue are more popular than ever and can really give your home a more updated look. So I want to dedicate today's show to adding blue to your existing home, without maybe reinventing the wheel, but to bring some new ways to bring that color into your house and just make it look a little bit more modern for you. So I'm going to talk about the outside first of your home, because something sort of sparked with me last week on something I did for a realtor up in Maplewood, New Jersey, and I wanted to pass it along to you. I've been seeing a trend when people paint the outsides of their house to do a much more neutral decor. The grays, the term I've been using, the term that's out there on a lot of the websites, of having sort of very neutral body colors to the house, grays or soft beiges or whites, is more prevalent than ever, with a very crisp white trim. But what people are actually doing now is they're popping the front door with color. So the house that I painted about 2 weeks ago in Maplewood, we painted a lovely shade of gray. I think it was Stonington gray with crisp super white Benjamin Moore trim. But then the door just looks sort of plain. So we decided to pop it with a really nice dark blue. And the combination of a pale gray house with white trim and then have the front door, just the door, not the shutters, a pop of blue was really amazing. You saw it from the street. It brought new depth to the house. And the lady told me she liked it. And 2 days later, she called me and she says, you know what? I want you to go see one of my clients. I want you to do some work for them. She says, that shade was so, it just sort of brought something to the front of the house that they had never had before. So blue is a color, I think, that has universal appeal. What do you guys think about the color blue? Do you in your dorms and your stuff, do you tend to go towards blue with your they're both wearing blue, by the way, today. So tell me about your experiences with color, and particularly shades of blue.
Actually, it's funny that you bring this up, because recently we've done a little bit of remodeling in my house, and we started off with my sister's room, and currently she now has a it's like white trim gray, but a lot of blue accents.
Right.
Very light blue, like, and very subtle look. And then my room also got remodeled when I went off to college.
Yeah.
And we went with that very dark navy blue. Like, everything is very dark. And then we have, like, the dark wood grain.
Right.
And I personally really like it. I think it looks very nice.
It's a rich color, isn't it? Especially
yes, very
the darker
rich.
Blues. See, the one thing about blue that I like so much is you can soften it. It can be actually a very feminine color. Or it could be very strong and a very masculine color. And blue pairs with a lot of other colors. Now, I know, Jesse, you guys are ready for a move. How do you feel about the color blue? Or how does your mom feel about the color blue in decorating?
My my room has been a light blue since I moved. My mom repainted my room. And it's sea-themed.
Okay.
It's like ships and stuff like that.
Sure.
So it's like a very nice light blue.
Right.
It's still a little childish, but hey, you know.
So when you go to the new house, what do you want to do with the color in your room?
I want to keep it blue. You know, I want some memory of the old house. My
sure.
mom does like the color. I forget what color she kind of told me. She recommended that she was thinking about painting my room, though.
Okay. Well, I'm going to talk about, I hope your mom listens to the show. But I'm going to talk about, I brought some paint chips of some light blues, and we're going to talk about some great Benjamin Moore colors today that are blues that I use quite often. That are interesting. These are a little bit more coastal. They're green blues, but we'll talk about some other colors as well. So a couple of things about the shade of blue. Blues are definitely on the cool colors, and the trend has been the past couple of years, as you guys know, everything is gray, 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 gray. But now this gradual change towards gray with blue, I see in everything I look at. If I go to buy clothes, you guys go to, I don't know what stores you guys shop at, but you go to the Gap, you go to any of the stores that people shop at, you go to Abercrombie, you go to any of the stores that people shop at, I see that pairing of gray blue, and blue, but all different blues with gray, and they seem to pair together pretty nice, don't you think?
Yeah, certainly. My mom's actually really into gray right now, actually, so that's interesting that you did bring that up.
Yeah.
It's really grays and blues right now.
Well, you know what the problem was is people, when changed everything to gray, that was great, but I had a lady who built a brand new house that had like four bedrooms, and she just make every single room in my house gray. You can't. You can't make every single room in your house gray. So if you wanted to have like sort of a gray-like appearance or a cool appearance, blue is a good pairing. Blues and greens are cool pairings. Because you're not seeing as much color in things in general. Even I noticed, related to cars, I was looking at the car lot the other day at the Mercedes dealership. There were no other colors on the lot except for black, white, and silver. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but there's less color around. Only saturated color is like pops of color. But as far as houses being painted or repainted, all you're seeing are shades of gray. And lots of neutrals and everything, and just little pops of color.
I actually did notice that, and I feel like that's a Mercedes thing, too. You look in the commercials, they only use the silver cars.
I know, the classic silver Mercedes. But even in other colors, you don't see lots of colors on the lot. You know, when's the last time you saw a yellow car around? Barely ever, or green or something. You really don't see those shades anymore, and I think we're in a period of time, it's very cool, and that's why a blue is a good opportunity to bring a color in that pairs very well with gray. So I think we're about to go to commercial message. When we come back, we're going to talk about good pairings, colors you may already have that you can add blue to, right after these commercial messages here on WHCR-DB.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. It's a kind of a nice-looking day, but a little dark. Doesn't seem too sunny here in downtown Flemington, New Jersey. And our topic happens to be today the new blue. All shades of blue are a go, and when you're looking to add some drama to your space, instead of choosing a red or an orange or a bright color, why not try using shades of blue? So my thought was, when you want to have a change to your life, don't reinvent the wheel. Work with things that you already have. So I put together some pairings of colors where you can add some blue with your existing theme, and they'll work very well together. And one of my favorite combinations is navy blue with citrus green, that pop sort of. I'm going to show the guys what I'm talking about, some shades of like a lime or a citrus green. So when you bring a really nice dark blue and a citrus green, they really work well together. That's kind of a fresh look. So throw some pops of blue in if you have sort of a green area, and it looks very fresh. It could be masculine or feminine, but really work well in space. One of the classic combinations, and in France this is quite popular, is blue and yellow. Blue and yellow is very traditional. It's very classic. You do see yellow a lot with gray, but blue and yellow have a really nice synergy and work well together. And yellow and blue make?
Green.
Okay.
There we go.
So somebody's on the ball there. Okay. My favorite combination in my Flemington store, and I wanted to tell you guys, my Flemington store is moving this week. I have been at 1 U.S. Highway 31, Flemington, New Jersey, for the past 3 years, but unfortunately the Kitchen Expo Plaza strip mall has been purchased and is being torn down, and a new luxury supermarket is going to go into the place of where the strip mall has been for all these years, and we're sorry to see it go. So I am relocating my Flemington store to my new location just a little bit further down the road in Ringo's, New Jersey, and Maven Hill's address out here in Hunterdon will be 176 Route 202 North in Ringo's, New Jersey. I'm going to be in the space with Flemington Fan and Lighting and in a bigger showroom, so I look forward to seeing all of you at my new location as I transition this week to my new location at 176, right across 176 Route 202 North, right across from the Flemington Motor Vehicle Inspection Station. Easy to find, plenty of free parking, and next to Retro Fitness, so good stop. So anyway, so we are talking about shades of blue and adding blue to your space and different color combinations. So as I was setting up my new store and purchasing things for my new location, I allotted the combination of blue and orange. I love the combination of blue and orange. What do you guys think of that combination together?
Yeah, when I was in elementary school, they actually taught me that those are the two colors that you want to put together.
Sure. Mm-hmm. What would you think? Why would you think that would be a good pairing, like in an art format? What would you think? What about you, Connor? What would you think of? Why would you want to put a color like blue with orange?
Well, I believe that the term is complementary colors. They're
correct.
Opposite side of the color wheel,
correct.
And so they complement each other very well.
Exactly, because you have the warmth of the orange, mm-hmm. and the coolness of the blue, and that's about balance. And that's what decorating is all about. That's often why people bring me into a space, because they'll say, this room isn't particularly the right color when it was painted, because there's not a big balance, if you notice, between the amount of light and the color on the walls and the color of the floor. Decorating is a sense of balance. So when you take a color like a balanced color like a dark navy and an orange, they kind of complement each other and balance. And that's what decorating is all about, having somebody that has a trained eye to bring colors in and things that make that are calming and work well in the space. You may like something for a room, but it's not always necessarily a good fit. So just sort of a little psychology behind decorating. So blue and gray, as we talked about, is another pairing that we see almost all the time, and all different shades of blue from very light to very dark. Blue and teal, or blue and aqua, doing blue on blue is also very popular. Do you ever see like a peacock feather like out or anything like where it's like multiple shades of blue, mm-hmm. starting dark blue? It started to trend last year with Christmas decorations and things to use that sort of peacock color arrangement, like silver and like a light teal blue and a dark blue. So that's a combination. It's a little more on the feminine side, but a combination that we're seeing a lot trending and decorating. Classic blue and white, nothing better than that. Blue and white, to me, I think of very nautical. I'm looking at your shirt, Jesse, and you have anchors on it. It's navy blue and white. I always think that it's classical nautical. And a style, more traditional style, is really growing in popularity, and that is coastal. And I've done a couple of shows this year on coastal style. And in the fact that you don't have to be living down the shore in Monmouth County, although some of us may be living down the shore, to do blue and white and to do coastal. You can do coastal anywhere you live. And bringing in shades of blue and white are perfectly acceptable and really kind of nice looking to do in a space. Blue and brown is a classic combination. I really like blue and brown. I think it's got a nice masculine sense. And I did a master bedroom for a guy after he got divorced and he wanted to change his theme. We did it all in shades of blue and brown, like a mid-tone blue and a dark brown, and very rich colors together. They appear nice. And I've even worked on some pieces where we've used blue and black. I did a dining room for a woman in Flemington, New Jersey, and we did the top of the walls a rich navy color. The bottom was a white wainscoting, and she had an old cabinet that she wanted to paint, and we actually painted it black. And believe it or not, it doesn't really sound like blue and black would work well together, mm-hmm. but they actually kind of do. It brought something else to the table. So blue is good because it pairs well with so many other colors, and if you want to try to update your home by adding some blue to it, you can do it in many combinations with the space. So I want to talk about some of the things that make blue such a good color, and one of them is the fact that it's cool. Cool colors are more flattering, especially to people and their skin tones. If you think about somebody that wears blue, if I want to look good one day, I always try to pick out a really like nice either navy or a crisp blue shirt because I think it's flattering to most skin tones. You could be any, you could have red hair, you could have silver hair, you could be blonde. Blue looks good on everybody, right? It's like a universal blue. When I was a kid in grammar school and they would take the backgrounds for pictures, what color do they always use? Blue. It's universally appealing. So it makes sense that you want to add this color to your home and in your space. So we're going to talk about places that you can add pops of blue right now. And I want to start because we're in the summer on some outside stuff. And I brought with me some different things to look at from some of the different magazines to look at for adding pops. And number one of blue is outside furniture. So I'm going to hand this to Connor and tell me what you see in this space.
All right. So it looks like we have a wooden dining set
uh-huh.
with cushions that right. are white and blue stripes. They're mm-hmm. very thick stripes.
Right.
And then we have an umbrella with a wooden base and right. a light blue canopy.
Do you think that the blue looks... What do you think about the blue paired against the natural wood tones?
I think it looks really nice. Like I said, I have a room that is... Granted, that's dark blue against wood tones.
Right.
But in this picture, it's light blue. I feel like it definitely makes it more summery. And also, like, in the background, like, with the greens, it just looks nice in the area that it is.
Exactly, with a combination of the green. That's a good thing. What about you, Jesse?
Yeah, Connor just took the words right out of my mouth.
Well, why don't you flip it, because there's another image I want to see on the other side. And then, Jesse, you described that image of what they did there to make the outside look more updated.
So it looks like they went with a mix of blues and greens, really, in this image, with the white couch-looking furniture outside.
Sure, outside patio furniture and like a umbrella fabric.
Exactly,
right.
And they went with the white cushions, but mm-hmm. with the small pillows, they have a mix of blues and greens,
right.
as well as a few white ones as well. They have light brown tables as well as the base of the couches, and it looks like green pottery on top of the table.
Now, you guys, if you had your first apartment, do you think that looks hip enough, even though it's kind of traditional, that you'd want to have that as your space? Isn't like a good looking, you know, it's masculine, but it's cool and modern looking at the same time.
Yeah, I think it looks like very modern, like fresh. I think
fresh.
Is probably
that's
the,
a good word,
that's
yeah.
word to describe it.
Exactly. All right, let's talk about some other places that you can add some blue to your space. And one of them was one of the ones that I had said already, and that is add a pop of blue to your front door. All shades of blue. A new house was just built in my neighborhood, and they painted it a very light gray, and they used this color as the front door color. So can you tell our listeners what color that is?
This is a very neutral, a very light blue. Is this Robin's Egg? Or
if you flip it around, it has the name of what the color is called.
All right. Wedgewood Gray.
Right.
Although this isn't even... I mean, it is blue.
Well, Benjamin Moore has a habit of calling things other things, but clearly, is that gray?
No, this is obviously
It's
blue.
Sort of like a light blue. What would you guys describe that as? Does it look like a Robin's Egg blue to you?
It looks like a Robin's Egg blue to me.
It's sort of a pastel-y blue, which has become an on-trend color for people for their front doors. They paint the outside of their house often grayish, so those are grays with beige, either a Revere Pewter, which is HC173, or Edgecombe Gray, which are brown grays. They do crisp white trim in either white or super white, and then the pop is the blue. But the blue is a very pastel blue, but I think it's very new looking. Do you guys like this? Like, could you live with this, or do you find this, like, so too soft?
It's a little too gray for me, I think. That's just my taste, though.
Right.
I really like it. I don't know. My favorite color is also like a seafoam green. I'm a big fan of like the blue
right.
green. Even though that's not green, it's very similar.
I see a lot of green in this, actually, as well. So I do see what you mean about that. And this does sort of evoke kind of calmness in the beach, don't you
mm-hmm.
think? So a very popular combination, a good way to add blue. I will tell you, probably for me, even though I'm starting to see this, most people go to navy because you can pop navy with white, with taupe, with brown, with any other color, and I think it works well. But I also think this is kind of a nice looking blue. So I'm going to show you two other colors that I've been seeing a lot for trending for front doors. So, Jesse, why don't you read this one and describe what that color is like.
All righty. It looks like we have a Jamestown blue.
Jamestown blue, and that's a Benjamin Moore color. So how would you describe that sort of blue?
Well, the first thing that comes to mind is that's a very similar color to the walls in my room right now.
Okay.
It's a bit darker than the one we just saw.
Sure.
I like it. I do like it a lot more, though.
Right. Because it's a stronger blue?
It's a stronger blue, exactly.
Right. So that would pair with probably a lot of colors. But don't you think what makes these colors look so like new and modern is that the fact that they are kind of light? Like, don't you think in the past most doors were like black or they were like red or, you know, traditional door colors? These don't seem like traditional door colors, do they?
No, they don't.
So they add a sense of newness or more modernness to the space. And then, Connor, there's one more color here that I want you to take a look at. And this is very popular. In fact, I use this a lot in interiors. And what's this one called?
This is called White Blue.
White Blue, right.
White Blue. All right. And this is even more... it's also very muted blue. This is a little bit more green than the first one we looked at.
Exactly.
Still very light.
Right.
This is probably my favorite out of the three.
Right. It's a nice color. So, Jesse, if you had to pick one of those blues for your you got your first condo. Mom said, you know what? I'm gonna help you guys. I'm going to help you out. And you have your first condo. It was, let's say it's in a situation where you could paint your own front door the way it is. They're converted garden apartments, and you get to paint your front door. If you had to pick one of these shades, which one would you pick?
I'm going to go with the one that we just actually picked.
I thought you were going to say the darker blue.
I like the darker blue on a wall, I think.
Okay.
Just because, like I said, it connects to me from the room I grew up in. It's not the exact same blue, but it's a similar blue. But when it comes to doors, I do like the lighter, more muted blue, you know?
Right. So front door is the most popular change that you can do right now to bring in that pop of the new blue and make it current. The second most popular thing is shutters. So here's my rule about blue, though, when you're doing the shutters. I only like to do dark navy blue on shutters, or maybe like a mid-tone blue, because I think a light blue on both the door and the shutters is just like too much pastel. I think you got to keep it as a statement if you add the shutters to it. So I love the doing it just the pop of the front door and maybe making the shutter something different. But if you're going to do the light blue, when you carry it over to the shutters, it becomes like a little bit too pastel-y and too much. Well, I think we're at the news hour. We're going to take our news break. We'll be back with plenty of blue ideas after the news.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Melania and I truly appreciate and celebrate America's independence with those who courageously defend our country, the men, women, and families of the United States military.
President Trump saluting America's veterans in his July 4th message. The president went on to say it's because of the fighting men and women that we are able to celebrate the way we do every single year in America. The Canadian man accused of a terrorist attack at Flint's Bishop International Airport last month facing new charges. Federal prosecutors say today 49-year-old Amr Fatoudi has been charged with committing an act of violence at an international airport and interference with airport security. He was previously charged with stabbing Police Lieutenant Jeff Neville in the neck on June 21st. He was shouting, "God is great" in Arabic, or "Allahu Akbar," while he did it. Neville's been released from the hospital as he recovers. USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty. Because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
Nothing grows like weeds, except maybe weeds. And nothing kills them quite like Roundup Weed and Grass Killer from the Home Depot. Right now, the one-gallon ready-to-use size is a special buy at just $8.97. Roundup kills fast. At the root, you can see results in just 3 hours. They may grow like weeds, but you can stop them even faster. Roundup Weed and Grass Killer, one-gallon ready-to-use, now just $8.97, only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through July 5th.
The assailant dead in an assassination of a New York City police officer last night.
Police Commissioner James O'Neill calls this an assassination.
It is clear this was an unprovoked attack.
Police say suspect Alexander Bonds fired a round through the window of a mobile police command unit on East 183rd by Creston Avenue around 12:30. The bullet hit Officer Mia Sotis Familia in the head. Jay says officers responded quickly.
A lot of confusion, a lot of cops, about 30 cops running back and forth. They had their guns too on their side.
About a block away, yellow markers dot the street where officers shot and killed the suspect, who was out on parole for a robbery. The 12-year veteran officer pronounced dead at the hospital.
Parts of Eglin Air Force Base in Florida closed following a small explosion at a climactic laboratory. Smoke that base officials identified as methyl chloride was billowing from the McKinley Climatic Lab this morning. No injuries reported. The surrounding area had been evacuated and people were advised to avoid the smoke. USA Radio News.
Hey, Mom, I got your message. Do you need me to come home early?
Hi, dear. We're all doing fine. The kids haven't slowed down all day, and thanks to Blue Emu, neither have I.
But I thought you said...
Well, I tried your father's Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief Cream. It worked fast to relieve the pain in my achy muscles and joints.
Blue Emu, huh?
That's right, and it's odor-free.
Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis Relief. Beat the pain and enjoy life. Available at Walmart and Walgreens.
Well, there are some people who think hockey games can go a little long. One hockey game challenged that notion by going 11 straight days. But it was for a very good cause. Here's the story.
The 11-day power play came to an end Monday morning in Buffalo, New York, after raising more than $1 million for cancer research. Event founder Mike Lesikowski came up with the idea for the event after his wife died of cancer at the age of 35. The game began at 9 p.m. on June the 22nd and wrapped up Monday at 8 a.m. For the record, the final score was 1,492 to 1,477.
Negotiations are now taking place between the country of Qatar and surrounding Arab nations who put them on a blockade. Here's more.
It all started when a group of Arab countries, including Saudi Arabia, Egypt, and the United Arab Emirates, broke off diplomatic ties with Qatar over that country's alleged support of terrorists. The countries then submitted a list of 13 demands to the government of Qatar. That has been followed by Qatar responding through Kuwait, which is mediating the dispute. A spokesman for the Arab allies now said they will respond to Qatar's message in due time.
The infamous canned meat known as Spam, 80 years old today. It's been 80 years since Hormel introduced us to the canned pork product known the world over. When it came out in 1937, it was the only canned meat that didn't need to be refrigerated. It really caught on during World War II when 150 million pounds were sent overseas to the troops, who gave it to the locals wherever they went. USA Radio News.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. We have a full house today. I do have Jesse and Connor with me, and we're talking all about the color blue and how blue in itself can make your house look fresh and modern by putting some pops of blue in. And before we went to break, we took a look at some new shades of blue for your front door that are softer, more watery blues to maybe make a change in your house just this summer, something that we can do on the outside that's going to make a difference. And the three blues that I had suggested that you might want to try when you go to the paint store and take a look at, the first one was Wyeth Blue, and that's what both guys here like the best. That is HC, Historic Color 143, as a possible color for your front door. The second wood color was called Wedgwood Gray, and that is also a Benjamin Moore color. That's HC, Historic Color 146, which is also a blue. And then finally, Jamestown Blue, which is also a historic color, HC 148. And those three are maybe recommended new shades. If you're looking something to do something different at your front door, try one of those shades. Go to the local paint purveyor, get some chips, put it up, and see if that's going to make a difference. I also pulled up some of the Pottery Barn-inspired colors on the spectrum that are popular for outdoors. And one of them is called Old Glory, which is sort of a mid-tone blue, and that is number 811 on the Benjamin Moore chart of colors. The next one, which is even a little bit darker, it's called the New York State of Mind, which is an interesting name for a color, and that's number 805. And there's also a sort of a light blue, which is called Rhythm and Blues, and that's number 738. And these are sort of non-traditional blues, which I think would make a very good door color. So doors and shutters are definitely ways that you can bring that sort of freshness to your space. The next thing is front porch furniture. And we do see people in communities that are closer to towns in older homes, and often they have wraparound porches of them. And I worked with one at South Orange last week, and the lady had painted the rockers on the front porch. Everything was sort of gray and white in a white house, but she painted the rockers on the front porch sort of a sky blue, really kind of cool looking, and then she put some geometric cushions on them. So a house that could kind of look really like old-fashioned, like an old person's house, you could tell was a younger person's house because of the use of the modern blue and the geometric together, which was really kind of a nice combination, something that you can do in your space. Cushions in general are always a great way. Outdoor cushions are pretty reasonable right now. Once you pass the, and here's a tip for you, once you pass the 4th of July holiday, all the furniture and all the outdoor accessories go on sale really cheap, and you still have a lot of summer left. So take a look at cushions. You know, you don't have as much variety as you did the first week in May, but there's a lot of cushions still out there, and now you can get them really inexpensively. Maybe you have a white set, switch to navy cushions. It'll really look nice. Maybe throw a couple of Sunbrella accent pillows out with a geometric design. It'll look really modern. Another thing that you can do to add some pops of blue is using outdoor rugs. Do you guys have in your on your own houses, your parents' houses, outdoor rugs?
I do not at my house. I know you talked about them a lot.
Outdoor rugs are really good, not only for traction, but they bring solid blocks of color to spaces, and they're very protective. If you're going to have a party, I went to a party on a deck yesterday. Somebody spilled a glass of red wine on the deck. Red wine on a wood deck will somewhat absorb it quickly. So if you have an outdoor rug, often they're made of recycled materials like soda bottles and things, so they don't absorb stains. So they're very practical as well. You were going to say something about outdoor rugs?
Yeah, I actually I do have a few outdoor rugs at my house. They're a little bit older. I still think they look very nice though. They're a little bit more ornate and they're black and gold.
Right. But they really dress up a space, and they also have a layer of protection. So that's another way to bring that pop of the blue in. One of the things that I really like to do, and in my Flemington store I have them out front, is do you ever see the pots for outside, and they're that really kind of nice ceramic cobalt blue? Do you ever see them? I see them a lot down the shore. They're a really bright ceramic glazed cobalt blue pot. And I have two of them in front of my Flemington store right now. Using a patio pot in a bright saturated blue, you don't even have to do a lot with the color in the pot because the pot itself is a statement. And last year in the summer, I just did all white flowers in a really bright cobalt blue pot. And it was like striking because of the color of the pot as opposed to the color of the flowers. So that's kind of a switch. And there is a new trend now to do an all-white garden, which is kind of a really nice look. When you do an all-white garden, you start to notice the structure of the flowers because now you've taken the color out of them. And something like that kind of tricks the eye, and it's very simple. And the simpler the profile now, the more new or the more modern it makes that space. So something that you can try to be a little bit different. So we talked about pots, patio furniture in general, about painting patio furniture in non-traditional blue colors. Have either of you guys worked with spray paint?
No.
Briefly.
Okay. I find spray paint very difficult. You have to have the perfect circumstances. You have to make sure that your sprays are in strokes, and you have to keep a certain amount of a distance consistently away, or you get drips. So I'm not a great spray painter, but I see a trend where people are taking their existing wood patio furniture and painting it a non-traditional blue color to make it look modern. I would be more comfortable painting with a can of paint than a spray paint. What about you?
Actually, my family did do something a little bit similar. Like okay. I said, though, we have a bit of a different setup in my backyard mm-hmm. where it's more of a black and gold theme.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up taking a bunch of old metallic and rustic looking chairs around our tables, and we ended up spray painting them black with like mm-hmm. a little bit of a gold finish, and it looked very nice.
Yeah, I love black painted furniture also. I think that's really nice. And in my Maplewood store, all the furniture is painted black. Actually, we found 1960s really cool sort of late mid-century modern chairs that were white, like sort of an off-white. And when we painted them black and then I put red geometric cushions, they look so up-to-date and modern. They look sold mm-hmm. like that. So sometimes you just need to get some paint, and it really reinvents things. So patio paint for patio furniture is a very popular way, especially in the blue tones. Umbrellas, I showed you guys a picture of an umbrella that was sort of like a really nice kind of like an aqua, if you will. And I think if this set were white, it really wouldn't look as good. It's the contrast, I think, don't you guys, of the dark wood. Because dark wood, you don't usually see this color umbrella, but it's a combination that's kind of cool looking.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of looks like the color of... Did you guys ever have the liquor Curacao? Curacao is a sort of blue-green color liqueur.
Oh, no, I never... Yeah. No.
Kind of neat. Doesn't look very appetizing, but it's pretty good, actually. So something else that you can do to add to the space to bring pops of blue. Outdoor umbrellas, outdoor enclosures. Outdoor enclosures are terrific to keep the sun off and to extend your season when it gets a little cooler. And this year I saw a lot of dark blue as far as outdoor enclosures in your space. Do either of you have an outdoor enclosure on your patios or anything to keep the sun off?
We're actually working on it currently.
Now's a good time to go shopping for them because whatever's left is on sale. I saw so much stuff over the weekend, once 4th of July weekend comes, that you can buy that stuff. And look, we still have the whole summer ahead. So it's kind of nice to wait and buy stuff like that now. And the last thing I have on my outdoor list is garden sculptures, little things that you can put into the garden that will give you that pop of a really rich blue that will be well. We're going to go to our next set of commercials, and then we're going to go inside the home and quick fixes that you can do to bring that modern blue into your space right after these messages.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
and I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Stephen Patrick, Home Sweet Home.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterton Healthcare, your full circle of care.
And we are back with more of Modern Design. My name is Richard Scuderi. I've been an interior designer and contractor for the past 20 years. We have two locations in New Jersey, one very close to studio at my new location, which is 176 Route 202 North in Ringgoes, New Jersey. That's getting hard to say. I guess I'll get used to it after a while. And then my northern New Jersey location is 191B Maplewood Avenue, Maplewood, New Jersey, carrying everything from furniture and accessories, gift items. Kind of a nice thing to do for people, and I've been getting requests for them, is gift certificates. When somebody buys a new house, you can get a gift certificate for any incremental amount. Often people do a $200 gift certificate, which will entitle them to a couple of hour consultation with me, and just give them a general design plan. Even if they're working towards something themselves, have your paint colors done. That's kind of a nice start when you go into a new home. And to reach Maven Hill Designs at any time, you can call 908-884-0770, 908-884-0770. Well, today's topic happens to be the new blue, and with all the grays, the sea of gray out there, the next wave seems to be blue, or a combination of grays and blues together, because they have natural synergy. So we've been talking a good part of the show about how you can do it outside, because of course we're spending a lot of our days outside where the weather is nice. Well, that will change eventually. I think it's going to change this week because the weather's so bad. But when you're inside, you want to add some blue to the inside of the house as well. And one of the best ways to change color of the inside of your house is, of course, paint. Paint is transformative. It is very dramatic, and it's probably your least expensive way to transform a space, whether it be as little as an accent wall or just perhaps maybe doing a small room in your house. Paint is transformative. And one of the things that I do at Maven Hill Designs on a regular basis, often one or two a day, is color consultation. For $199, I'll come out to your house with my big set of professional chips, and we will pick colors for your space. Not necessarily just a color for one room, but how the rooms transition color-wise so that they're all quite balanced. And, you know, color of walls really sets everything off on a house. You could have a great-looking house, but if the wall colors are wrong, it's definitely put you into a different mood. Did you ever go into a room and you just hated the color and you hated the room because you hated the color?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. First impressions.
What's a color that you like? You hate? You go into a room, you see this color, you're like, you hate it.
My mom's taught me to hate yellow a lot for some reason.
Yellow used to be one of the most popular colors. Yeah. When I started, it was yellows and reds, and now people are yellow phobic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So what about you, Connor?
Orange. Really? So it's similar. Those warmer colors, I feel like, recently have just kind of gone out of fashion, and like it's so strong, and like it's, I feel like it strains the eyes a little bit.
I hate pink. I really do. I hate pink paint. Like, I could put pink in things for people. And the new trend with the blue is also coral. It's not a combination I mentioned, but blue and coral are, navy blue and coral and mid-tone blue and coral are really popular. But I hate a pink room. I just think it's like artificial to me. So I definitely hate shades of pink, but when you do girls' rooms, sometimes you have to do pink. But you know what's be surprising? What do you think for girls, like young girls, what is the number one color girls request for their room? What would you guess?
Well, I was going to go with pink, but that doesn't seem like the answer.
I'm not going to tell you. What is the color that you think most girls pick consistently for their room color?
Well, my little sister is currently 11 years old,
mm-hmm.
and for an 11-year-old, she watches a lot of HGTV. So she actually redesigned, when we redid her room, she's the one that designed everything. And she chose gray.
Good. All right, and then what about you? What would you say?
I was going to go like pink or blue, like a light blue maybe.
Bingo. The most popular. Now, gray is, people that are in the know, like your sister, will pick gray because gray is the most stylish. But the most popular color for girls' rooms is blue. Often shades of teal or aqua are very, very, the most popular shades that girls are asking for. I did have a color consultation last week, and we were doing the girl's bedroom, and the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression. So we went with shades of blue. All right, so now, little boys, what is the most popular color that boys ask for? Which really surprised me when I started. Jesse first, what's the most popular color for boys' rooms?
Green.
Oh, my God. Are you reading my mind?
No, it's just when I was a boy, I was obsessed with green.
What is it? How about you?
I would have guessed, like, black or something. I don't know. Right. Boys are weird.
No. Green. You are really good, Jesse. Green is the most popular that most girls ask. They don't ask for pink. They ask for blue, and most boys ask for green. And I wonder if there's any reason behind that. But I did a couple of bedrooms, and I put green and gray together, and then we did, like, a camouflage thing, which is really cool for a boys' room. But the most popular shades of, like, mid-tone greens, a color I like is called Benjamin Moore's Dill Pickle, which is a really cool green, and shades of grays and greens together are really popular in boys' rooms. I'm really surprised you got that. Are you looking at my notes over here? That's what it is. So paint is the number one way to add some blue tones into your house and make it look more modern. The second thing is painted pieces of furniture. More than ever, people are painting pieces of furniture and making their furniture that they have, if it's formal, making it look more casual, dumbing it down a little bit, because very formal houses right now seem to be a little bit out of style. And even if the outside of the house is very a traditional, colonial, and formal, you'll notice that people are becoming more and more casual with the way the furniture looks on the inside. And one of the best ways to do that is to take one of the pieces in a space and paint them. And the number one piece of furniture people are painting in dining rooms is their sideboard, and that is the cabinet that's off the side. And instead of keeping the set, the existing dining set, all one color, most people are taking the chairs that go with it, if they're wood chairs, and replacing them with upholstered chairs that keep the dining table, and then the sideboard they paint usually a color. And one of the most popular color right now for sideboards are all shades of blue. Very non-traditional. You could take a really traditional set that maybe your parents and grandparents, and if you do put some paint on the sideboard, it makes it look really modern. It's a way to modernize it. The second most popular piece of furniture in a house to paint are end tables, specifically end tables in a bedroom set. So maybe you have an upholstered headboard. You take the existing headboard off. That's wood. You put a gray upholstered headboard on, but you paint bedside tables, a shade of blue. Or maybe against your couch on either side, you'll paint your end tables a really cool shade of blue. So another way to modernize your home a little bit and make it look more modern. The third one I think is going to surprise you, because I haven't yet sort of embraced it, and I'm not sure I like it. What do you think? What do you think of guys doing blue cabinets?
I don't know. That's kind of what I was thinking of, like when you were talking about all this. Like, I'm just imagining like a whole cabinets that just feel like are just so traditionally like either like white or they're wood. Like right. There's very few things, and they take up so much of the kitchen. I feel like blue works better as an accent in most cases.
I absolutely agree. What do you think?
Yeah, Justin? Same thing. It's just weird to me a little bit, you know.
Do you guys watch HGTV?
Yeah, I used to.
A little bit.
If you watch it recently, because this blue thing is a really new trend, a lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color. And for me, I would always say no. Use it, as you say, Connor, as an accent color. Because my rule of thumb is when you have hard surfaces, things like your granite, things like your cabinets, things like your appliances, you want to keep those neutrals because they will go out of style and they're very expensive to replace. About 3 years ago, a lot of times I get invited to showrooms in New York where they have the latest of different things. And I was at one showroom in New York at the A&D building where one of the manufacturers was starting to try to sell colored appliances. So instead of having a stainless steel double wall oven, you'd have a cobalt blue wall oven or a cobalt blue dishwasher or a red dishwasher and so on. And the trend did not work. And then they went to doing sort of white glass as the look. So it would be white, but it wouldn't be like old-fashioned dated white. It would be a modern white. Didn't take off. Stainless steel is as popular as it is ever. They couldn't make it work. Because I think what you said is very truthful, that a cabinet takes up so much of the space. Put the blue on the wall or put the blue on the table, but don't put the blue in the cabinets. But having said that, one of the trends is, in particularly in smaller kitchens or in parts of kitchens, is to put some blue, particularly dark, like a navy blue, is shown being very popular as a new look for bottom cabinets. So maybe you have a house that has all white cabinets. So the uppers of the cabinets are white, but the lowers are blue, like a dark blue, and then gray on the walls. Or maybe the cabinets are a wood tone, but the island is a shade of dark blue or a shade of medium tone blue in space. I don't particularly like it. I have seen it done where there's like a butler's pantry, like all the cabinets are a traditional color, but maybe just in a butler's pantry or a small area they're done in a painted finish. I still think it's going to become dated very quickly, and I would definitely not do it personally. I think you guys are on the same page. Number four on my list is something that we see all the time, and that's drapery panels. Drapery panels are back in style, which probably sounds counterintuitive to the fact that things are getting more casual. But if you do a standard, like on a grommet, like on a ring, you do a drapery panel, one width on each side of a window, and you do it in a very casual fabric, that's a big surface that you can add a pop of saturated color. So I often tell people when they move into apartments, I have a client of mine that moved in today to his new apartment, and every room in the apartment is beige, and he hates beige. And I'm going to bring him, I bought him some off-the-rack drapery panels that are linen and dark navy. So they're going to go on a great rod, a nickel rod, and then he's going to have these big, big sections of dark blue in the room. When we throw a rug on it that's also dark blue, that'll reinforce it. So sometimes when you can't paint a drapery panel, as opposed to just having a little shade on the window, now gives him a lot of color for the space. So it's kind of a trick that you can do in the space. And then the last couple of ones are adding some decorative pillows in shades of blue, especially geometric, rugs on the floor, and texture. Blue texture carpet is kind of cool and popular. Wallpaper in non-traditional colors are very popular, including grass papers in shades of aqua and dark blue. And anything that you can do with a little accent of blue is definitely going to bring your house up. Well, that went through very quickly today. I thank you for tuning into Modern Design. We have some wonderful shows coming up, and we will see you next time with more of Modern Design here on 100 in Chamber Radio, the new WHCR-DB. Have a good day.
The news is sponsored by the 100 in Medical Center. 100 in Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. 100 in Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call 100 in Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.100inhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
Melania and I truly appreciate and celebrate America's independence with those who courageously defend our country, the men, women, and families of the United States military.
President Trump saluting America's veterans in his July 4th message. The president went on to say it's because of the fighting men and women that we are able to celebrate the way we do every single year in America. The Canadian man accused of a terrorist attack at Flint's Bishop International Airport last month facing new charges. Federal prosecutors say today, 49-year-old Amr Fatoudi has been charged with committing an act of violence at an international airport and interference with airport security.
He was previously charged with stabbing police lieutenant Jeff Neville in the neck on June 21st. He was shouting "God is great" in Arabic or "Allahu Akbar" while he did it. Neville's been released from the hospital as he recovers. USA Radio News.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places, and I don't feel like anxiety.
Best of all, constantly covered by...
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The shackles are off Donald Trump, not our words, but his, as he lashes out at GOP leaders who are pulling their support. Here's more from USA's Joe Gomez.
I think I'm better off maybe without their support, if you want to know the truth.
Speaking on Fox News, the O'Reilly Factor, Trump went after House Speaker Paul Ryan after Ryan said he would no longer campaign with